Hello beautiful people, my name is Kunal Sen and I welcome you guys to the One Stop Show. So today let's talk about one amazing topic, that is money. I know each and every one here loves money, but they don't know how to earn money or how many different streams of income are there. And these are only the major questions I get again. Kunal, how to earn money? How many streams of income are you aware of? Which is the best stream according to you? So, all these things will be discussed in today's episode. First of all, there's a lot of hype going around the get-rich-quick industry about how to become a millionaire overnight. But the truth is, most people don't have an overwhelming, all-consuming desire to earn a great deal more than money they need to live comfortably. I believe that what most people want is to stop trading their time for money. Like, they never want to make few million dollars in few years or in 1 year. They only want to stop trading their time for money. So, quality of life is operative phrase here, but living comfortably is quite subjective state of being. It holds different meanings for different people. But what we all have in common is that unless we are born with silver spoons in our mouths, we go through life trying to find a way to balance our time spent working with our time spent doing all these things we like to do. I'm going to share some streams of millionaires along with merits and demerits of each of them. So there are 7 streams of incomes for millionaires, and the people who want to become millionaire, this would help you out to know how you can become millionaire. The very first stream of income is earned income. Earned income is the money that you make or earn by doing something or spending your time. For example, the money that you make in your job, the salary that you get by working for someone else. Now, this is where your quality of life will suffer the most, because you'll be trading your time for money. In most cases, jobs will pay you just enough to stay over broke. Quite obviously, job means just over broke. Now, the reason why most people are not able to think beyond earning money, through a job is to because job will provide you a relatively comfortable zone. Unfortunately, this comfort zone will become your biggest enemy. Like said in one of the books, Rat Race to Financial Freedom, comfort is your biggest trap, and coming out of your comfort zone is your biggest enemy. I repeat it again, from the book Rat Race to Financial Freedom, comfort is your biggest trap, and coming out of comfort zone is your biggest enemy. Unfortunately, this comfort zone will become your biggest enemy and will keep you away from leading an extraordinary life. You will spend maximum time of your life in this income stream and still will never have enough money to lead a truly wealthy life. So, now, second income stream is profit income. Profit income is the money that you earn by selling something for more than it cost. You make, example, business selling their goods at a profit, whether the retail or a wholesale level, as distributors or manufacturers. You need to be an entrepreneur for earning profits. You might need a huge investment, or you could start with a small business for a profit within small investments too. But this will also take away your lot of time, at least in the initial stages, until you learn to manage it really well and be able to earn it, may able to make it churn of its own. Hello people, now let's talk about the second income stream, that is profit income. First of all, profit income is certain money that you earn by selling something for more than it costs. For example, businesses selling their goods at a profit, whether at a retail or a wholesale level, as distributors or manufacturers. You need to be an entrepreneur for earning profits. You might need huge investments, or you could start a small business for profits with small investments too. But this will also take away a lot of your time, at least in the initial stages, until you learn to manage it really well and be able to make a churn of its own. Entrepreneurship is a different kind of mindset and risk-taking capability. Most of the people who are in job are used to earned income and want to move to this category at some stages of their career of life or life, but they find it very difficult to make a move, primarily because of lack of guts to take additional risk. Most often, this lack of courage is justified because of the family constraints and needs. To be an entrepreneur and start earning profits, you will need to identify a product or a services that you want to sell, and then sell and manage it well, and manage your clients equally well. For most people, earned income and profit income are the only viable means of earning serious money. But they often tend to forget the five different income streams which are equally viable and serious streams of wealth generation. So now let's talk about the third income stream, that is interest income. Money you get as a result of lending your money to someone else to use it is interest income. I repeat it again. Money you get as a result of lending your money to someone else to use it is known as interest income. For example, you putting your money in the bank account, lending it to the government in the form of buying tertiary bills, etc. This is a great source of passive income where your active involvement is not needed once the investment is done. But many doubt on the seriousness of the wealth that interest income can generate. But when combined with the power of compounding, and the fact is that this is a true interest income or passive income with least amount of risk, this can beat any of the first two sources of income. For example, an INR 3 crore lump sum can generate enough interest to feed you with passive inflation. Adjusted income of rupees 1.5 lakhs per month, and which lasts for 40 to 50 years with average family expenses in metropolitan cities. So the very fourth income is dividend income, which I personally love. There are only two different income streams that I personally love. That is, one is rental income and another one is dividend income. So let's talk about the fourth income stream, that is dividend income. This income gets even better than interest income. It is equally passive, and not only that, it makes you the shareholder of the company you buy the shares. This is the money that you get on a return of share of company you own. For example, dividend that most company announces at a year end, the better the stream of income stands, the more ignored and neglected is the source of income. Yeah, a lot of people don't bother this source because they think this is only the risky income stream and all those things. But I personally prefer dividend income should be one of your life's part, because when you take shares of Amazon, Adidas, which have never fallen since date, so I want you to personally get into this income streams once in your life. If you invest smartly on X dividend dates of good blue chip companies, you can far exceed the returns of dividend income than what you get from the interest income. Since you are also a party to the capital gains that the share prices goes through. This one is the key instrument that we recommend for generating adequate cash flow, still get very good income. So the fifth rental income, as I told you guys, one of my favorite source of income, that is rental income.
This is the money that you get as a result of renting out an asset that you have, like house or a building. Now, this income is even better, but there are inherent drawbacks of this kind of income over the above four types of income. One of the biggest drawback is the amount of money required to create such an asset can generate regular rental income. Since money required is huge, you may not be able to create many such assets in your lifetime unless you have other sources of income. For example, you can easily start earning interest and dividend income with an investment as small as rupees 1000. But you can forget about earning a rental income with such meager investment. The other big drawback of asset is the liquidity of the asset. It is difficult to liquefy the asset quickly in times of need. When you move, rebalance your portfolio mix. The very sixth income is capital gains. This is the money that you get as a result of increase in the value of asset that you own. For example, when you buy shares at $10 and sell them at $11, the remaining $1, the profit you think is the capital gain. Or if you buy a house for $200,000 and sell it for $220,000, $20,000 is your capital gain. There are different tax laws in different countries on capital gains. However, there are ways to outcome around the taxes as well. The very seventh income stream is one of the best according to the franchisee module, that is royalty income. This is the money that you get as a result of letting someone use your products, ideas or process. They make all the revenues, they do all the hard work and you get the small percentage of what they earn. For example, if you have a McDonald's or a Subway franchisee, the royalty you send to Subway for using their process or logo and marketing etc. is a royalty income for them. If you are a writer and you get paid for every copy of the book you sold, that is a royalty income. The biggest challenge here is to create something unique and then make it repeatable. This will need special skills to create such asset, but once created, there is virtually no limit to the amount of money you can earn. There are the seven sources of income that millionaires usually earn from multiple such income streams. Most millionaires won't have these seven streams of income. In fact, most of them won't even have one or two streams of income. For example, Warren Buffett is a billionaire, but he doesn't make most of his money from all these seven income. In fact, he became millionaire by using the fourth and the sixth income stream, that is capital gains and dividend income. Fourth one is dividend income and sixth one is capital gains. But he didn't get into capital gains everything, but specialized on a very small thing, capital gains of company in the stock market. Then by constantly honing his skill, valuing companies and investing in them, he was able to become a millionaire and then a billionaire. Another example is Bill Gates, who generated income through profit income and royalty income streams. He created a company and created an asset called as Windows. He used that to change the way they interacted with the computers. He became so good in these two income streams that he became one of the richest person across the world. There are an umpteen example of millionaires getting created from profit income, but they had to be really good at what they were doing. You would also find various examples of millionaires from royalty income. So focus on what you can do right now from the one of these income streams, then become the best you can in the small niche that in that income stream. So now let's talk about the very crucial questions you guys ask me, that is how to earn money. Now, as a digital entrepreneur or as an budding digital marketer, I would love to suggest each and every one to complete the digital marketing course
from one of the best institutes. If not possible from one of the best institutes, I want you to do it from Google or YouTube. Yes, digital marketing. Digital, it is already present on Google, and marketing is the stuff you already know. You combine both of those, you become one of the best digital marketers. The basic thing I would love to suggest each and everyone by starting digital marketing is create a website wherein you have only blogs of your own. Blogs of your own in the sense, like if you love reading, review the books you read there. If you love writing about the best places to visit in the world, like travel is your niche, write something about travel in your blog. If education is your niche, write something about education in your blog. If fashion is your thing, write something about fashion. If the final thing, the technology, which can make the highest amount of money, if technology is your thing, and please do write something about technology and create a blog. If you want to create a blog step by step, please let me know in the comment section how can I help you create a blog through WordPress, and make sure that you earn certain amount within 6 months. For example, I guess if your blog is very good at the starting and you are very consistent by making those blogs, you can earn 100 rupees per day. That is a side income stream too. Like, you are doing nothing, you are just investing 1 hour of your time and you get paid 100 rupees. 100 into 30, you write. Like, people start reading it from different parts of the world. Like, me and one of my friends had one amazing blog channel, that is rajatacademy.co.in, wherein that was only educational blog, and my friend who wrote amazing things on that blog, his target area was USA, Canada, London, India. A lot of less reach from India, but a lot of more reach from USA, Canada and London, which helped him generate some source of income. And today he is like, okay, I'm happy with what I am. So very basic income stream is go get your work done. The earned income, as told in earned income, you have to work for something. Like, you have to work, you have to invest your time in the starting so that you have certain amount of money to invest in yourself for future, and you get better each and every day. Like, there are a lot of people who are riding, who are delivering foods on Swiggy, earning 30,000 rupees per month, investing it in themselves and creating a passive income too. I've seen two more bloggers who have the Swiggy delivery thing with them. In the night, they write blogs. And that's super amazing. The second thing I would love to suggest is become a video editor. In the very first episode of mine, I have been telling that you have to become a video editor because that is the stream which can make you ample amount of money. I mentioned everything in the previous episode. If you haven't heard to the previous episode, please go hear it so that you can get some knowledge about the video editing. And the fourth income stream, the basic thing you can make income through is start thinking what you can do better out of your life. Each and every day when you wake up, make sure that you are working for something. Like, you work for your father. If your father is a businessman, tell him, Papa, I'll sit in the shop for this to this time and I get paid 200 rupees per day. 200 into 30 is 3000 rupees. No, 6000 rupees, sorry. And 6000 rupees at the age of 18 is a huge amount. And you'll feel proud of yourself. Go help out your dad. Go work for Swiggy or Zomato. I personally suggest is go work for someone else so that you can learn what are the politics going on. Like, I worked for a startup that was informaticzone.com, wherein I learned a lot of corporate politics going on. Yeah, that's a different story, but a lot of corporate politics was going on. And at last, after 2 months, I was able to quit that company very proudly. And I thank myself for doing that. So if any queries, any questions, any answers you require, any more thing, please do write in the comment section so that, and you let me know. I'll create an episode on the questions you ask again and again and again. So thank you one and all for hearing to this podcast.